These have been busy days recently on the campus of Arkansas Tech University Ozark. And today, the school dedicates its new student union on the campus just off of Interstate 40. The Alvin F. Vest Student Union will include a food service area, coffee shop, computer lab, the campus bookstore, and student meeting rooms. The chancellor of the ATU Ozark campus, Dr. Joe Alice Blunden, says the $1.7 million facility is designed to give students a place other than classrooms to gather.
Having a student union is really the centerpiece of any campus, and to not have a student union is really detrimental to student life. And so after we built the Student Services Center, which is critical to student operations and just the campus operations, we decided to go ahead with a student union, a one-stop shop concept again, where we had the library, the bookstore, food service, a computer classroom, a student meeting room, and then two huge living rooms for students, really, under one roof. And it's really going to transform the campus and student life. It's a beautiful area, and it is obviously critical to student life on campus. So hopefully we'll see an increase in students staying around campus, students having more social activities on campus, which is the purpose of a campus. So hopefully we'll see that.
The new facility's namesake, Alvin F. Vest, led the charge in the 1960s to create the school just southeast of the Ozark city limits. In 1965, the school opened, then called Arkansas Valley Vocational Technical School. A couple of name changes later, the school merged with Arkansas Tech, based in Russellville, in the summer of 2003. Dr. Blunden says naming the new building after the school's patriarchal figure just made sense.
He campaigned to get the facility built in Ozark. There were a number of other places that wanted that facility. One of them was Alma. But it was located in Ozark, and then he built programs that responded to the needs of the industry. And I've looked through all the history of the application to the state of Arkansas, and it's really interesting to see what programs were popular at that time, as well as what industries were there. And a lot of the industries are still very familiar to us, you know, Coy's Gear, Whirlpool. I mean, it was really interesting to see how forward-thinking he was. It was also, throughout Arkansas, they were trying to develop these vocational and technical schools. So we were lucky to get one in Ozark. And then in 2003, we were lucky to merge with Arkansas Tech. So that took the vision of Alvin Vest a step further.
And later this week, the school will host its first ever alumni event, a spring festival scheduled for Friday on campus, open to alums, students, and the public. And earlier this month, ATU Ozark's outreach office helped Scranton High School receive a $28,000 grant from Tyson Foods for computer equipment and software.
A lot of our students actually go to work at some of the Tyson plants around our area. They are in the electronics or industrial control systems, so they'll go to work in the plants. And certainly they've been very appreciative of the skills of our graduates, and we work closely with them. And so the Scranton plant approached us and asked us if there were some way we could partner to help educational attainment in the area and training, and we said, of course we can. And so we applied to the foundation for a grant for Scranton schools to upgrade their computer lab and equipment so that the community of Scranton could use that equipment as well. And we could assist with adult ed training, GED, or we can help with training the employees at Tyson. They can come over and do training through our business and industry program. So it's going to be a great partnership. And I understand right now I got the update yesterday, they're installing the equipment. So it's a great partnership.
Dr. Joe Alice Blunden is the chancellor at Arkansas Tech University, Ozark. That campus dedicates its new student union today. Its first ever alumni gathering is Friday. This is Ozarks at Large.